welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Welcome, everyone, to A Wonderful Approach. Wonderful Approach is not just our name, it's the mission, looking for a wonderful approach to God, to ourselves, and to everything in our lives. That was a clip, Hungry Woman Blues, that I accidentally pressed, but it seems to be working. But tonight, we have a full night. We have lots of good information to get to. I want to welcome everyone. I want to thank everyone for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us. We're going to be speaking about how to align your spiritual goals. It was so important beginning 2018 that we prepare ourselves for everything that 2018 has. And that can be adding new tools. That can be eliminating things. And so we are really going to spend January finding out what's needed to prepare ourselves for 2018. I'm your host, Khadija Seven. I go by Sister Seven. I thoroughly enjoy the radio. We had such a wonderful week last week. My co-host, Mama Khadija, is on the phone. I'm going to bring her in, and she's going to kind of let us know how last week was.
Greetings, family. Greetings, greetings. Okay. Can I recap what we did last week?
Yes.
Last week's show, we talked about a lot of good stuff. And I asked, what's in your toolbox? The toolbox are tools that we use to strengthen and develop a stronger relationship with God, to grow our potential, and also to develop healthier relationships with others. We talked about these tools being prayer, meditation, gratitude, goal setting, developing our support system, hard work, fasting, exercise, gardening, and working with Mother Earth, support circles, service to others, forgiveness, and the practice of good character. We had a great time. We had a lot of call-ins, and we had call-ins from Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, from Florida, from all over the East Coast. We want to branch out and get out in the Midwest, and we want to get out on the West Coast, too. Seven, can you let people know how to get in touch with us via Facebook and how to keep in touch and find out what's happening in the upcoming weeks?
Absolutely. We're here every Wednesday at 8. You can call in 917-889-7806, and the show is very interactive. We go back and forth between us. Callers will call in, and we'll talk with you. And, you know, we really want to understand how to better reach everyone. We together have a large group of wonderful people, and there's just not enough time in a day always to connect. So we're hoping that everyone comes together on Wednesdays at 8. We'll get together. We'll talk. We'll bring up discussion topics. We'll take notes because as the topics come up, I'm taking notes. Mama Khadija is doing notes. We're all trying to learn and better ourselves and make sure that we're clear as to what we're doing as we're all going through this journey together. No matter where you are in your spiritual development, we can journey together. You know, we may not be on the same level, but we can take the steps together and encourage each other along the way. So the show itself is interactive. We'll talk a little bit, and then you press 1, and we'll try to get you on the line. Also, there's a web page, a Facebook page, A Wonderful Approach, and every week, you know, I'll have little discussion topics there, just so we can, you know, have those touch-ins And again, this is very much a healing and educational organization. It's about learning. We're all students and we're all teachers. We all have something to teach. And so, you know, it's good to come together on all levels, but when we come together on Wednesday, we are interactive and we are all the way live. And there was so much feedback from last week that, you know, I encourage everyone, go to the Facebook page, drop me a little message, because you're not the only person with that question. And so we'll come back and we'll answer questions, or we'll answer questions individually if that's needed. But, you know, this is for everyone to come together and to get what they need and to continue teaching and learning as they go on with their week. So that's how you get in contact with us. Today's topic is, it was very, first when it came about, the word aligning, and I remember me and Mom Khadijah, she was like, aligning? I said, yes, aligning. To align something doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take away something or that you have to add something. When you align it, you straighten it up against whatever the standard is, whatever needs to be straightened. And so as we align our spiritual goals for 2018, we're really kind of doing a self-check on ourselves. You know, are we lined up to be successful in God's eyes? Are we lined up to have the goals in place that we can actually measure that we're doing what we should be doing? And everyone has their own mission. Everyone has their own way of communicating. Everyone has their own mission from God. And so everyone's walk is not going to look the same, and everyone's lineup is not going to look the same. But we all have to do a level of reconciliating when it comes to where we are and where we want to be. Very, very important. And just to give us an example, Mama Khadijah, can you give us some examples of, like, what a spiritual goal might be?
Well, a spiritual goal might be any one of the tools in your toolbox and just strengthening them, making sure that you acknowledge the Most High, God, every day, taking time out of the busy, busy schedule just to say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for all of my blessings and all of the protection that you offer me. Now, that sounds like something very small, and it really is, but you have to consciously and intentionally take the time out to do that. So that's one spiritual goal. You may have another spiritual goal, like you have difficulty fasting, okay? Well, I'm not going to do a complete fast, but I am going to work at it, and I'm going to eliminate junk food and sugar or whatever from my diet this week, and then next week I'll move into something a little more intense until you feel that you've reached the point where you can honestly say, I'm fasting today or for the next 3 days. So there are all kinds of spiritual goals that you can set for yourself. It depends on where you are in your own spirituality and what you hope to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. What if someone feels as if they don't have any spiritual goals, like just hadn't thought about it? You know, their goal is maybe to lose weight and, you know, work on their finances.
All of that could be connected right back to what I call the tools that we talked about last week. All of that can. Because when you talk about losing weight, say someone is maybe not morbidly obese, but has a weight problem, does some stress eating, okay? So what can we do to substitute the stress eating? What can we do? Would meditation help that? I think so. Would prayer help that? I think so. Would developing a support network or going into a support group help that? Yes, it would. So it all leads back to spirituality, and that is your relationship with the Most High.
Absolutely.
So it's all connected.
I know that, and I've seen it. And sometimes, you know, we might need to look at a particular goal from a different angle so that we can see, oh, there's God. You know, it may not be obvious in the beginning, but it is absolutely necessary to achieve the goal. You know, if you have financial goals, first question I'm going to ask is, are you tithing? Because if those goals don't help anything but yourself, I got to question that. You know, So even something like I want more financial goals and I want more money, you know, I can definitely tie God into that, you know, and because God is everything and everywhere. And so we have to be able to start to see and recognize that in our day-to-day and then actually start to work towards it. You know, I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a little bit because I would like to hear other people's goals, and I would like to be able to, even if you may not have a direct goal, you know, let's talk about that. Let's find out what goals can be put in place. Let's talk about, you know, some goal that you may not know the steps to completing. You know, sometimes we'll want something but not quite know how to get there. And God is the best vehicle I know. And so what we have to do is just find out the steps for that. One goal, I have quite a few, but one of the spiritual goals that I'm willing to share is I have been doing, probably for the past year, I've been doing an angel study and spending a lot of time understanding the tree of life. And I'm not a seamstress by any means. I sew by hand. But I decided that I was going to sew this tree of life and use it as a visual aid for my meditations. And so I started this project a year ago. And when I say I work on it every day, I work on it every day. I try to memorize the colors. I try to memorize. I'm stitching. I got needle and thread everywhere. And I am about 80% done. And I'm so excited. And I have really applied myself. And this was something that was unique to me. You know, I know the angels are there. I've had relationships and I've seen them. But to really begin to understand the nature of them, that was something that I had not tried to do. And so I have spent the last year, you know, intensely studying them. And this year, going into this year, and going to continue this year. But that's, you know, a measurable goal that I have to really learn and to memorize this tree of life and to understand the simplicity and the complexity with it. And it's something that I really dedicate time and energy on, and I feel very accomplished, and I feel closer to God when I'm sitting there with no straight lines. Everything is a little crooked, but that's okay. It's beautiful to me, you know. It's like God looking at macaroni art, you know. So when I present this, I hope he looks at it like, oh, look at my baby, you know. So that's one of the goals that I have, and it's something I take a lot of pride in, and I hope that I get completed this year. But the way that I'm going, I know that I will. So that's just one goal of mine, and goals can take on a lot of different formats. They can be, you know, memorizing new prayers. They can be a lot of different things. But I wanted to ask you if you're ready to share what your spiritual goal is or something you'd like to work on. I offer you to press one. I'd like to acknowledge you on the phone lines, welcome you to the show, give you an opportunity to, you know, to speak and to share and to, you know, learn some other types of techniques for spiritual goals, okay? So, Mama Khadijah, is that going to be all right with you?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after we take a call or two, we'll come back and I'll ask if you're ready to share one as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm opening up the mic to 703, ending in 9743. Welcome to the show. Greeting 703.
Well, I was on mute. Greetings, family. This is Tanya from Maryland.
Yay!
Greetings,
Tanya. How are
Tanya.
You doing?
I'm great. How are
Good.
You, goddesses, doing?
We are doing wonderful. We are doing wonderful. Now, Tanya, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Oh, sure.
I get to do my little curtsy, please.
Listen to you. Listen to you. I am Reverend Tanya Parker, also known as Mama T and the Throat Chakra Shaman, and I am another host of Mind, Body, and Soul Food Radio Network, where a wonderful approach resides, and
yes.
also fortunate to be family with these amazing goddesses. So.
Awesome. Awesome. It runs in the family.
It does indeed. It does. Yes.
Oh, reverence. Now, you are someone that is studied, okay? You don't get to be reverent by signing a piece of paper. You know, you've had to study. You've had to apply yourself. How long have you been a reverend?
Oh, let's see. It has been a little less than 2 years.
Okay. Do you still set up? Yeah, congratulations. Do you still set up spiritual goals for yourself?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Okay. I have ongoing spiritual goals. Yes, and I like Mama Khadija, what you said about everything goes back to spirit.
Yes.
Everything. Yes. So mm-hmm. whether it's weight release or, you know, financial goals, it all trickles on back to spirit. In my eyes, at least, I see the connectedness
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I definitely have goals. One in particular, and it's the first time I have done a goal like this before, and it pertains to self-care. Because I know how those of us who tend to give, we can give until it hurts. And we can get into this pattern of self-sacrifice and martyrdom. And it's like, no, that pattern needs to break, and it needs to break now, and I need to usher something else in. So I have set a goal for daily self-care. And so that can look a number of different ways, but what I have added to it is weekly, receiving weekly exchanged healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am loving this because it puts my feet to the fire to make sure that I accomplish this and that I'm not just calling on the same healers who are fabulous that I exchange services with, but I'm going out and I am attracting others so that I can get a continuous stream of healing services to help replenish me so I can help others from a place of overflow.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did a workshop in Augusta, and every woman that was there had self-care popping up where there's just not enough care in oneself. And, you know, it's an absolute must. We have to replenish from the overflow. We don't produce more bone marrow, okay? Once that's gone, it's gone. So we have to produce from the extra that we have. And that can be difficult. That can be difficult want to give. But you found a way to give and receive, and that's fabulous.
And that's, you know, it's a cycle, you know, and I do believe that giving and receiving are one, and if something goes out of balance, then it's all out of whack. So if I'm going to give, then I got to get. I have to be open to receiving. I have to allow, which is a major theme, a major lesson for me over the past, I'll say, 11, 12 years that I have had to attend to. And so, you know, most definitely that's a powerful spiritual goal, tying back into just allowing, feeling in that space of deservingness.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And we have to see ourselves as deserving. We have to.
Most definitely.
You know, God has given us so many permissions to be deserving, and he showers us with gifts. So why would we not turn and do the same for our own selves? So absolutely.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing and calling in and getting in there.
Oh,
thank
sure.
you so
and
much.
Thank you all. Beautiful, beautiful show. Keep doing it, ladies. And I will
thank
hear
you
all on the second Sundays at 6 Eastern.
Absolutely.
All right, take care. Yeah.
Okay, now.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I'd just like to add that the key to setting goals for people that are still, we're constantly setting goals, but the key to setting a goal and accomplishing this goal is action. You know, you have to take action. It's an action word, okay? Because a goal without a plan and action is just a wish, okay? Do you have a plan for achieving your goals? And have you taken action and been, you know, steadfast in accomplishing it? I just wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do everything with pen and paper. If you've had one conversation with me, you know I'm writing. And that was pretty heavy. A goal without action is a wish.
It's a wish.
We don't want wishes. Mm-hmm. We want action. We want goals.
Mm-hmm.
We want to accomplish. We want to feel the victory of accomplishing. So, you know, we don't want to, you know, no children. This is not a children's show. We want real action. We want goals. We want to be accomplished. We want to show God that we're worthy of his time and energy. So let's get that action in place. Awesome. I'm going to open up another phone line. I see I have a call, 321-4801. I'm going to open up your phone lines. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Greetings.
Oh, welcome.
Hey. Setting spiritual goals. Wow, that is a real deep conversation. But setting spiritual goals is also, as y'all were talking about, in the line of setting personal goals. So if you say, like you said, if you want to lose weight, you have to take the action about losing weight, maintaining, you know, eating healthy, exercising if you can. And spiritual goals is like that also. You have to eat
do the
work.
Right,
yeah, eat the right nourishment. Eat the,
mm-hmm.
To build up your spiritual self, be able to go out and do something to build up your spiritual self. So if you want to help in the community, that should be a spiritual goal. It's like, you know, losing weight. You got to take action to do this. And I feel that once you set a personal goal, your spiritual goal should fall in line with that so that everything works together.
Exactly.
That's my outlook on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, what are your personal steps towards the goal, towards your goals?
My personal goals are basically to, a personal goal is to basically stay healthy. A spiritual goal is to pray about it, do the right things as far as staying healthy, exercising, getting out. Spiritual goal is also to keep expanding spiritually.
Readings,
through my prayers, talk to, you know, you ladies or anybody else spiritually to get knowledge and to grow. So that's part of my spiritual goal, is to keep growing mentally. So my spirit can grow and evolve.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right.
And you said a key word, too. You said growing.
Expansion.
Absolutely.
Expansion.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Mama Khadijah, how do you expand past yourself?
I don't know about expanding past yourself, because God has something for us that we have not reached, and that's why we're still living. But I did want to say something about aligning those spiritual goals, and I thought, you know, we can't even begin to have this conversation without, you know, these other thoughts just kept popping up in my head, you know, passion and purpose and destiny, all tied into those spiritual goals. And we all know what passion is. It's a very compelling emotion, you know. And I just want to share a story about passion. I had a brother who was no longer with us now in the physical form, and he could build anything. He could make anything with his hands. However, that was not his passion. I also had a friend who was a fashion designer, top notch. She made wedding dresses, men's suits, you name it. If she saw it, she could make it, and she could design whatever she wanted. That wasn't her passion. So passion doesn't necessarily mean what you do well, okay? Sometimes, you know, you do it well, and sometimes you do things well that aren't necessarily your passion. Now, when we talk about purpose, you know, why are we here? You know, what were you born for? What did you come to this earth realm for? You know, what kinds of things showing up in your life? You know, and a lot of times that will kind of give you some idea about your purpose or your life intention. And we don't have to wait for the near-death experience to find out and suddenly realize, oh, I do have a purpose. God didn't take me. Or wait until we beat that terminal illness before we realize, I do have a reason for being here. He didn't take me. So what through your meditation and through your prayer, you can really get in touch with your purpose. And like I said, you can always look back on your entire life, going all the way back to your childhood, and have a better understanding of your purpose in life. And it's always uncovering as we live on. Now, destiny is usually something that we consider like a predicted course that we take in our life, or, you know, all the events of our life lead up to our life's destiny or whatever. That is usually determined by what we call God, our higher power, the source or whatever. But I have an understanding that destiny is God's goal for us. That's his goal for us. Whether you fulfill it or not, that's what he wants us to do. Our spiritual goals or carnal goals are basically should be centered around reaching the goal that God has for us. So destiny is God's goal for us, and our spiritual goals should center around reaching the goal that God has for us. Who are you destined to be, and what are you destined to do? So aligning your spiritual goals looks like this. You know, set your goals, make sure they're clear, attainable, and, you know, where you can employ discipline and perseverance and all that good stuff. Two, you need to make a plan. You need to act. Remember, it is an action. No wishing here. Three, think about what you're passionate about. And when I say passionate, what would you do? And I had someone ask me this years ago, what would you do and not have to worry about you, or not be concerned about recognition or pay? That's probably your passion. What is your purpose? And what is your life intention? What is your destiny? And there are all kinds of ways that we can tap into this information. But all I can say is enjoy the journey and enjoy the process, because it is a process.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to remind everyone that you are welcome to press 1. We want to get to the phone lines. We want to share more in the topic. One thing I want to so press 1 so we can recognize you. But one thing I wanted to go into a little bit more is this destiny piece. I understand the words that you're saying, but sometimes it's just not that clear. You know, destiny almost feels like an end result. You know, like when you are, hopefully when you make it to your rocking chair days and you can sit back and say, okay, I fulfilled my destiny. But with world changes and life changes and heart changes and family changes, that image can be cloudy or can feel as if you've taken a lot of twists and turns to get to a place that you're unsure about. How do you get sure about that destiny?
A lot of times we do take a lot of twists and turns, and we go on a lot of detours, and we backtrack. There's a commercial out with two penguins. I think it's some type of telephone service, and no, it's not. It's a Geico commercial. Anyway, they're talking about getting turned around using the GPS. Well, we get turned around using our inner GPS. So destiny isn't always in a straight line, okay? So it's not always clear-cut to us to see. But there are certain spiritual traditions that see, your destiny was revealed to you, this is what I believe, before you were even born. And you chose to accept it or not accept it, okay? Now, sometimes, somewhere in between conception and by the time you could talk, we kind of lose track of what it is that we knew, and we all know about that. But in certain spiritual traditions, they have divination systems where you can find out your destiny, and it's called an Ita reading. Sometimes you can even look back into past life readings and see what you were in past lives, if you believe in past lives, what lessons you had to learn, and why you're in this lifetime, what lessons you have in this lifetime, what blessings are coming your way, what challenges are coming your way. So, and then there's always, I'll go right back to prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation. Look at your life and see, what direction has my life taken me into? And that will definitely let you know about your lessons and your blessings and your challenges. So destiny, I think a lot of people have, you know, it's like a big scary word, but it really isn't. And your destiny has already been laid out. That's why people can tap into it and say, oh, this is your destiny. But when you look down the road and you've lived 60, 70, maybe 40 or 50 years, you can see where you're headed. You can't always see that at 20 or 30 or sometimes 40 or even 50, but you can see exactly where you're headed, and you know what your destiny is. You know, a lot of times, especially as women or young people, we caught up with, you know, the mothering, and I think Tanya talked about, you know, overindulging herself with others and not really, you know, giving that self-love that she needed and replenishing what she needs. Because as mothers and as women, we get caught up with raising our husbands, raising our children, getting our careers together, you know, getting our education. And that might take 30 to 40 years of our life. So that's what we're doing, and the focus kind of moves away from destiny and some of these spiritual goals unless you make an intention. And, you know, when I talk about living life on purpose, I'm talking about knowing these things and incorporating them, intentionally incorporating them into your life. So if you are younger than 65 years old and you're already starting to do that, you have a big head start on a lot of people, because a lot of people don't even begin to look at things like, oh, what am I passionate about and what am I destined to do until they're, you know, in their 60s. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But destiny is not a scary thing. It's not a scary thing. Just know that it's what God has planned for you. That's what God has planned for you. We have to live up to our destinies. We have to live up to that. And sometimes life will pull us away from that. But when you're living life on purpose and with intention, then you can refocus and reset that that inner computer that says, okay, I'm too focused on this, and go right back to where you're supposed to be. and do what you're supposed to do and be who you're supposed to be. Live life intentionally.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting thinking about good spiritual goals for someone that may not have had one before. You know, like this is their first time even realizing, oh, yeah, I might need to make a resolution. I might need to really commit to that as well. Some good first spiritual goals is committing to having that regular prayer in your house and in your life. That is
exactly.
I mean, if I tell people, look, you brush your teeth more than you pray. We've got to change some things, okay? Those beautiful teeth and that wonderful smile is great, but that relationship with God will carry you a whole lot further. And so you have to begin to stop your life and say, hey, this is important to me. And that's how you start to align and prioritize yourself, because when you stop and say, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and make prayer, you are prioritizing God in your life, and you're saying, this is important to me, and I'm going to stop what I'm doing to recognize that. And that is ultra important to do. And it's a great, we can do this on a very small level in the beginning. It's a great first spiritual goal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And
almost everything that we mentioned in the toolbox would be a great starting place for any of us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about spirituality is something that I've learned through working under my mother, working with the other great elders that I've had the opportunity to work under, is that everyone is learning. We may not be on the same level, but we all got the same things to learn. And so, you know, that gives me encouragement that I'm not by myself, and it also lets me have a connection even with someone who you might think is your elder, someone who might be a mentor. You know that they are working and studying just like you are. So even when we see people that have the positions and everything else like that, we still have to say, okay, wait a minute. They're studying. If they're studying, I need to be studying. And that's what I saw as an example. They were constantly working on improving themselves. And that constant work and effort made me have an understanding that that is required, that consistency and that real effort. Not, you know, I know it, so I'm good and I've reached this level. It is, I'm working, as long as I'm alive and have air to breathe, I have to be continuously working on it. I want to jump on the phone lines real quick for a second. I want to grab 803-6089. I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, greetings.
Greetings, Chris Makeda. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Hey. I'm just loving the show. I so am. I just wanted to add something. It's important that when we set these goals, that we have a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Because the timeline allows us to take points, parts, so we go back and reassess. The same thing we do with our clients. Every 90 to 120 days, we have to go back and do a progress summary to see what they have accomplished, what we need to work on, what we need to adjust. And as we are continuously evolving, which we should be, we should constantly be developing these spiritual goals. I have a new one that I added, which of course includes you all. It's to actively engage weekly because it's beneficial.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. I just don't know how to act. I really don't. I'm telling everybody, like, listen, I'm sending you this. You need to dial it. You really do need to dial it. Because we're not alone. So that's the part of it for me, you know. And then also you have people, okay, we pray for financial freedom and all this other wonderful stuff, and you briefly touched on the tithes and offering. As you get more, you're going to be required to do more. So
yeah.
If all you have is this dollar right now, find someone to help out that little 10 cents. That 10 cents to them may be $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So work with what you have. Because
absolutely.
As you grow, as we elevate, there's going to be more and more that we have to do. So we have to start now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm just like so excited about this show. I don't know how to act. And
wonderful.
It's like,
wonderful.
Okay, I can work
but
up
you know
until
that...
7:58. 7:58, I got to stop and get ready to get on the line. That's it.
That outreach is so important. There are one of the main inspirers of this show, not for me, was outreach. And I want to connect, and I want to stay connected, and I want to share some information that I have. But also, there are some people that are getting lost in the cracks. And
okay.
I don't want that to happen on my shift. I want, if there's anything I can do to convince you to try another day, to try another method, just give it one more hoorah, you know, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And so a lot of this was for me going after God's special lost sheep. He takes such, he loves us so much that he will send someone out to come get you. And I've seen it. You know, God will tell me, stand there. I'm like, this is a street, God, right here. And something magical happens to where either we're needed, someone is helping me, someone is needing my help. Something is occurring right there, you know. And so to know that this show offers others that outlet, that way of connecting in, that's exactly the purpose. And that's, I'm very, very honored in my heart that it's achieving its goal. Because, you know, we're talking about spiritual goals. And we're talking about, you know, for me, being that lighthouse and being able to shine that light to help those before you hit the rock. And so to know that the goal is being achieved, right on target. Everything is right on target. So thank you so much for sharing. I was expecting you, but I was hoping for you, you know. So thanks for tuning in. And we'll be doing
thanks,
more, okay?
Thank
all right,
you.
Wonderful. Peace. I want to open up, if it's all right, I want to continue with the phone line for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so we have a call coming in from 704-7943. I want to open up your mic. Welcome to the show. 704. You may have to unmute.
Peace.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you now.
Yes, we can hear you.
Colin, peace. This is Sister Unique.
Sister
hey,
Unique.
Peace. I'm so excited. It is so wonderful to hear you and to feel you. And even though I can't physically see you, I see you.
Okay, I
okay.
see you.
Okay.
I wanted to go back. Oh, pardon me, Mama Khadija.
Okay.
I wanted to go back when we were talking about setting spiritual goals and the self-care because
yes,
I was one of those women that was there and it kept coming up that self-care and
yes.
I had to get out of my head, and that's what I've always been told, get out of your head, you know what I'm saying? And what I did was I had to set that spiritual goal for myself, and it was just something as simple as get up a little earlier and say a prayer. Okay. Now, me, I'm like, I got to set this up. I got to have these candles. I got to have this incense. And Seven told me, he's like, no, start where you're at with what you have, and just everything else will go the way it's supposed to. So last week when I was listening, and Mama Khadija was talking about walking through her house and praying, because one day I got up a little late, you know, and I wasn't able to sit down and pray. But then after I thought about it, I was like, well, when I jump up and I start moving around, let that be my moving prayer, you know. So it has gotten to the point where I can't even leave the house until I make my prayers.
Oh,
shit. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, I feel so more centered, you know, to where that is my self-care. You know, mm-hmm. taking care of my spiritual self is my self-care, which mm-hmm. is leading me to other things. So I was like, okay, so now I'm meditating. Now I'm and what did you say? Praying is talking to God. Meditating is listening for God. I was listening last week.
Okay.
Right. All right, so I have to listen for what God has for me. So I've gotten to the point where I write it down. I sit there, I say what I need to say, you know, I listen, and whatever comes to me, I write it down. Then I go back and I review it, and at the end of the week, I go back and read what the things that I wrote, and then I follow through with that. And I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I need to do, let me handle that, and I check it off. So for me, the last few weeks has really, really worked for me, you know, pushing through
awesome.
This new year and, you know, just having my my solar day, my cipher day just came through, and that is another new and prosperous year for me. I'm looking forward to what my ancestors and what God has been wanting to give to me, but I've been so into myself, trying to do it myself and not opening myself to accepting it. So fearful, being really fearful of being successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had to bear witness to that. You know, I had to bear witness to this journey, had to begin with me bearing witness to the fact that I had to stop lying. I had to stop lying to myself. You know what I'm saying? I had to stop lying to others. You know, I had to really and truly live free. And not to be ashamed about the mistakes that I make, because that's a part of it. Okay, if I'm walking
that's
up the
right.
stairs and somebody sees me stumble, that's okay, because they're also going to see me get up.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you, and thank you so much. And like the sister said, this is a part of my weekly, because at first I didn't think I'd be able to make it, and then I didn't go to my meeting. I said, "Well, it's 8:12. Let me get on the call. Let me hear
that's
this."
Right.
You know, so it's definitely it's like when you're a light, it's like that, you know, when you light a candle and then you take it, you light another candle, that's what this is going to do, you know, so that the next person can be a light. And we're passing that on.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
I love you, sisters, and thank
all
you so
right.
much.
Thank you, Unique.
You're
thank
welcome
you
so
much.
I could see you. Listen, thanks.
Oof. Because I'm sitting here and I'm kind of gasping for air, because we're sitting here and we're having conversations about our spiritual goals and everything. And what Unique just brought up was some of the barriers to achieving these goals. I don't think anybody sits back and say, "Oh, I'm not going to do that." There's something that scares us. You know, a lot of us live in fear. I was having a conversation earlier this week, and it's like, well, how do you feel about this, and how do you feel about that? And my answer was exposed. I feel very exposed. I feel very open and in a vulnerable state. And for most people, that's not a comfortable feeling. And, you know, as we start to move forward, not just thinking about our goals, but thinking about how we're going to combat those things that hold us back. Because we all have them, even if they're ourselves. It's amazing how so many times we are the things that hold us back. So how are we going to fight that? How are we going to push through? You know, the toolbox, and we're not going to ask Mama Khadijah to read the toolbox again, but check out that first show, because what's in your toolbox is going to be what's going to help you push past and achieving the goal. And Unique, you hit some things. I appreciate your contribution to the show. That's wonderful. Phone lines are still lit with me. If that's okay, we're going to go with the phone line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a call, 770-5939. I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Greetings, Seven. Greetings, Umi.
Greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. And you? You good?
Good. All
good,
is well.
Good.
All is well. Working through some spiritual goals.
I heard that. Oh, man, it's an excellent show, and it is, and it's much needed. I appreciate it. It gives me a break. It allows me the opportunity to get my spiritual food in between the work that I'm doing up here, trying to galvanize the people. First, I want to talk about what we're talking about, alignment to recognize and achieve our spiritual goals. I think for me, the first thing I had to realize is that I wasn't aligned, you know. So realizing that I wasn't aligned with spirit, that began the first step of my journey. That was the first process. And then secondly, receiving spirit outside of traditionalism. Coming up in a very traditional religious household, I began to realize that I worship spirit through tradition and through the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law, and that I was trying to make spirit a man and not become a man of spirit. So it was one of the first things. And so my spiritual goal is to be able to listen and hear God, or hear Father, Mother, God, or Spirit outside of traditionalism. One of the things that you had shared with me that has always stuck with me is that, you know, I was asking you about spiritualism, and I said, to me, a lot of times that seems like a bunch of crock for people who don't have the discipline to be religious. And you said that the true spiritualist hears God's voice in everything, even the wind. So now I'm trying to listen for God's voice inside myself and in the wonders and the signs of nature, even the wind. So that's my spiritual goal, to be more attuned and to be able to hear God in everything that surrounds me, not just inside of myself, but outside in my daily actions and in my interactions with people and nature. Appreciate the opportunity to share that with everyone, and I leave you as I greeted you with greetings. Greetings, Umi, or peace, Umi.
Peace, peace.
Am I going to let you go with not answering the question? Am I going to let you go with that?
Awesome goal. But how many do we have in queue?
I have enough time.
Okay.
I have enough time. Can I get one question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. When you realized that you were not aligned, what did that create within you?
When I realized I wasn't in aligned, I think when I started to recognize that I wasn't aligned with spirit, it left a longing. I began to see that I didn't really get everything from spirit. It was so much more the spirit was trying to give me, and I was missing out because I had contained spirit to a little box. So that's what it created inside of me, a longing and a desire to get all that was promised to me. You know, in Arabic we say that God is al-haq, the truth, and his promises are true, or, you know, the spirit's promises are true. So that's what it created me, a desire to align myself to get everything that was promised to me from before my conception.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Because that could have created anything from fear to running to hiding. You know, you never really know what it's like. And thank you so much for calling in, okay? You know, what Unique was saying was it created, you know, she had to get honest with herself. She had to look in that mirror and say, okay, we're going to make some changes to what there is. So, you know, also in creating our spiritual goals, I guess there's a level of honesty that must be had in understanding who we are and where we are. And that honesty will help us to be able to face the mirror. It'll help us to make whatever changes need to be made. But I think as long as we continue to hide who we are, even from ourselves, then we're trying to make God who we need God to be rather than seeing who God needs us to be. So two awesome callers. We really need to hear those other perspectives and everything. Cool. All right, Umi, I have time. While I'm waiting for someone, if they want to be recognized, you have to press 1. But would you like to share another one of your spiritual goals with us? and the steps that you're going to take to try to achieve them?
Well,
would you like to share another goal?
The steps are I think, very basic and very simple, you know. One of the things that I have, there's so many things that I want to do and that I feel a need to do. A lot of times I'm overwhelmed because I want to do from A to P or whatever. So I have to make clear what my goal is. I have to really sit down and kind of narrow down my goals for right now to maybe 3 or 4 or 5 goals, okay, and make sure they're very clear. You know, what I want to do, the direction I want to take them in, what kind of plan I want to take. I feel that all of them are attainable. I have my own little checklist. So, and I feel that I'm disciplined enough to do it, and I'm going to stick to it until it's done. So, you know, that's basically what I do. And, you know, make that plan and follow out, you know, the plan, and until it happens, until I have reached a point where I can say I'm accomplished at X, Y, or Z. Now, some of my goals are 2-month goals, some of my goals are 2 years, and some of them are 20 years. So, you know, it just depends on the goal. But one of the things that I have been wanting to do is clean up my diet, because I have been I'm telling on myself now. I've been drinking too much coffee, sugar and cream, or I should say sugar and cream with a little coffee. So
right.
I'm trying to clean up my diet, and that takes a lot of discipline. But years ago, when I became vegetarian, I wouldn't even touch white sugar and, you know, white bread and a lot of things that I've kind of haven't slipped back into the white bread thing. But I've slipped back into some unhealthy eating habits that I want to work on, and I know that once my temple is stronger and clearer, then my messages will be more clear, you know. So everything that we do, it all goes back to those spiritual tools, whether it's what you would call a physical thing like cleaning up your diet. You would think, wow, that's very physical, but it's also very spiritual too. So that's one of my spiritual goals that I'm going to work on for this year, that I am currently working on this year.
You know what I found? I found that I had to almost take some of the goals off because I want to do everything right now. I want to be expert so-and-so on this and expert on that. And, you know, I have I still have a job. You know, I still have a young child in the house. I have a relationship, you know, I have a number of things that I'm working on, and I don't want to slack in an area, and I don't want to not give it my fullest and everything like that. So what I found is that I really had to make some decisions. You know, this first 6 months, I'm going to focus on this, or the next 6 months, I'm going to focus on that. Because I wanted to make sure that I was giving it, you know, its due work. I didn't want to feel haphazard. I didn't want to be rushing from one point to another, and every single point deserves the time and energy. So I found that I had to actually say, okay, for the first 6 months of the year, until this gets situated, I'm going to focus on this and focus on that, so I'm not lacking in any of my other responsibilities and things like that. So that's also to me, that's a self-care, so that I'm not running myself ragged and everything else, even though I burn my candle at both ends. I don't also want to burn it in the middle. So I have to make some choices and stuff to help me really be able to focus and to do well in the areas that I say I'm going to do well in. So even that, taking the time to prioritize, can mean that something, you know, may have to take a back burner for the front part, or, you know, however that works. So, absolutely. I want to go to the queue. I have 202-96-112. I want to open your mic. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. This is Adoma.
Greetings,
Adoma.
How you doing?
Greetings. I just wanted to talk about one goal that I have, and It's just a simple one because I'm still working on my boundaries, Mama Khadija.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. So, but no, as I was listening to the young man, I just wanted to tell him I came in on that, and I appreciate how you're moving into feeling spirit. So I just want to thank him for that because we need men, need to know men, and need to hear them. So I'm proud as a goddess to know we have that type of God that's out here. But the goal that I want to talk about is I just want to sit with and think about how do I want God to experience life through me? Whoever that is for you, you know, how would we want God to experience life through us? If we think about that, I think that's going to get us through a lot of this, a lot of things. You know,
mm-hmm. Yes,
right, yeah.
Now, how is
simple.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Y'all have to forgive me for asking questions. If it's not okay, you can always tell me no. But like I said, I'm here learning, just like I'm teaching. How difficult
right.
is it to make a change? Like once you decide, okay, I know I need to go in a different direction. How hard is it for you to leave where you were? Or those common understandings and to go into another direction?
Well, I think first you have to know how much you've conformed to the world or, you know, how much, like, which world you've conformed more to depending on how hard it's going to be. You know, depending on how attached you are to things is how hard it's going to be. You know,
that's
depending
right.
on how good you are with meditation and prayers and things that help move you, that you know can move you there. Yeah. So
yeah.
I guess it would be, depends.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing and checking in. Love you.
Thank you.
Retreat time is coming up. You know, between me, you, Mama Khadija, and Unique, she's already making plans for Sapelo. And I said, you can't make plans for Sapelo and not tell me, you know. So we're going to stop Mama Khadija from trying to sneak over and leave us
thank
on the shore,
you.
Okay?
Thank
no,
you.
I'm not having that.
We just talked about that. We just talked about how Mama was, that house was calling me. I'm like, why is that house
that's
calling
right.
me? even now I feel such a heat. I'm like, come on, really? Yeah, but really, I've been wanting to go back, yes.
Okay.
So part of our self-care and doing for self is investing in those type of things
in
that fulfill
self,
our
in
spirit.
Self, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, those retreats are exactly where you can get that self-help, that self-care, that self-letdown, that self-upliftment, that self-check and balance.
Okay. Yeah, we won't talk about the self-check part. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Hopefully see you next week. Okay.
We will.
Peace.
I will. Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
I see. I told on you, Mama Khadija, trying to sneak off the Sapelo and not tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay with the phone lines for a second because the night is wrapping down. I want to make sure to try to get everybody in queue that would like to speak. I have a caller, 240-7157. I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you, Khadija? Number 7.
We are well.
Okay, this
we
is
are
Raina.
Well.
Yes. And
awesome.
How are you, Mother Khadija?
Who is this?
This is Halima, D.C.
Halima, greetings.
Yeah.
Our sweet spirit, that's it.
Well, I've been listening to the show, and really thank you guys for doing this because it's really hitting me in my gut. You know, some things that I've been dragging on, you guys, is like my spirit is talking through you all like, okay, get it together, girl.
mm-hmm.
Get it together. Mm-hmm. But this is what I want to share. The things that helped me was when I came to the conclusion where I let myself to see the world as, how can I say, when you first come into the world. And if a person would think about when they first came into the world through their mother's canal, it was already, they were already named, they were already said, you're a girl, you're a boy, you're black, you're white, you're pretty, you're ugly, your hair is nice, your hair is bad. And when you really think about how outside forces have already put you in all these categories, and you allow mm-hmm. yourself to come out of that and really explore who you really are, not what your mama said, not what the pastor said, not what the television said, not what your teacher said, what is God saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that, if you think about that these outside forces, and they mean well, you know, of course your mama mean well for naming you whatever she named you. If she was told she was black, white, Chinese, then she's going to tell you you're black, white, or Chinese. But if when you tap into your God self and start saying, wait a minute, all this was set up before I got here. And this is what they're saying. Now I need to step back and see what God is saying. That was very helpful to me. To just kind of wipe the list clean of all the stuff that you were told that you were. Your name, your race, your sex, your this, your mama a doctor, so you're supposed to be a doctor or whatever. Move all that out the way. Meditate, pray, and see what God says.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we take comfort in hiding behind what everybody else says, you know.
Yes.
So if I'm supposed to be the smart one, I'm going to really try to be smart, even though I would really like to be the pretty one. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up in that very
easily.
Yeah,
all these labels. All these labels. And, you know, and let me just speak on the retreat real quick. I remember when I went on a retreat with you guys and you did a video, and I have to repeat what I said before. It's priceless. You got to go. You got to experience it. Because what comes out in these retreats, the good, the bad, the ugly, is so necessary for your journey. You
Absolutely.
Will never walk away the same.
Absolutely.
You will never walk away.
I thank you for
away.
Saying that, and I thank every single day, I thank the Most High for allowing me to be a vessel.
Yes.
You know, a vessel of this love and compassion and joy and understanding. So, and I thank you for saying that.
And Mama Khadija, you put on so many hats. I don't know how you stand up. You carry so many people, and you deal with so many things. But it takes a special person to do these things,
and I'm
glad you answered the call.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I know it hasn't been always easy for you.
That's right. And that's something that, you know, we don't have time to go into it tonight, but I at some point I want to talk about the calling on our head or the calling on our lives, because, you know, that's something that people feel and sometimes, especially early on, they don't know exactly what it is they're feeling. But there's a sister that's going to come on, and she's going to talk about the calling on your head. What have you been called to do? So, you know, I'm doing this because this is what I've been charged to do. This is my calling.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
all
thank
that
you.
I
just wanted to put that out there.
All
and
right.
So I just want people to just to wipe everything clean. start with an empty plate and just see what God put on your plate. See what God put on your list.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
Yes,
have a blessed
Thank you. And hope to see you this year.
Oh, I plan to come.
Okay.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Love you more.
Wow. It has been absolutely awesome. There has been a lot of information shared. And like I say all the time, you know, I sit down with pen and paper. I get it in. I'm making notes. I want to add to myself. I want to make sure that I am growing. And, you know, everyone that I know is growing with me. We're not going to sit still. We're going to continue to expand ourselves. So as we're wrapping up the show, it's a spiritual show. And I want to highlight prayer as we say our goodbyes to each other. And every week I hope to bring different types of prayer to people. You know, you may hear something that's unique and say, I've never heard that before. I've never seen heard it put like that, but it resonated with me. So I always want to make sure to allow people that opportunity to experience new things, because growing up, that was vital to my growth and development. The first person I want to bring on that's going to offer prayer for us this evening is, I know her as Oni. We call her Oni. But she goes by Reverend Jane Warner, or Oni, or Chief Running Bear. She's the founder of Heaven Sent Wellness in Melbourne, Florida. A lot of the retreats that my mother did under Mother Eagle Ministries was at this facility. The facility is available for healers, and it was phenomenal. We would pack a car and drive straight through the night and work all day and night and drive back, but it was so worth it because the grounds have been maintained in such a loving environment. She's starting a botanica, which is something that's been in the works for a minute, but her main thing that she does is energy work. She does energy work on animals, plants, and people. So it doesn't get more open than that. So, Oni, I'm going to open up your phone lines.
Alafia, y'all.
Alafia.
Oh, gosh. So we're going to Georgia again, huh? Oh, great.
We were listening.
Yeah,
okay.
We've been there before.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I invite every single one of you ladies to.
And gentlemen.
To come. And gentlemen, excuse me. Yes, I love those voices. Kind of just slows you down, doesn't it? When you hear one of those beautiful men on there. You will not come back the same way that when you showed up at one of these retreats. It definitely changes. We have a lot of laughter, healing, and any other thing that you could put on there. I'm just thinking about it, and I start laughing. We do a lot of hard work there, too. But you come back as a very, very different person with a whole lot more to think about and see what's the next best thing for us. So what Seven and Khadija has invited me to do is to do a prayer until next week or for however long you want to hold this one. So I invite all of you to take three nice deep breaths. Nice deep breaths. Mother Earth, Father Sky, Great Spirit, thank you for inviting Khadija and Seven to allow us to be here. Allow all of us to have had the courage, the generosity of time and love and sharing with each of us. I invite every single one of us to feel how that was as we experienced the messages that we got from some very, very beautiful people. I invite every one of us, when we go about to do what we're learning and already know and being reminded to do, is to feel the hope and the courage. Step in there and do. Just do. Do what they invite you to do for the next best thing. Know that you have the courage and the strength to do it. Take a deep breath when you're doing it. You'll be just fine. Many times we're invited to do things that we're supposed to do, whatever that means. And we just say, oh, gosh, I don't think I can do that. That's too big. Take it down, make it in small parts, and just do it. The last thing on going on to the next healing message you're going to get from someone else is, I invite you all to have a beautiful evening. I love you all. Sending lots of love. And the best thing is to just be. Just be. Aho.
Amen.
Amen. I felt that. I took a couple of breaths myself. That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Oni.
I want to, I have a sister, a twin of mine. Her name is Faith. And Faith has over 15 years experience with children in youth ministry. And what she does is she helps to guide young people and help them to develop their relation with the Most High. And when I first met her, I saw just children twinkling around her. I said, what is this? What is this with the children? Why are they, you know, so attentive to you? Why? And after speaking and finding out all of the different years she has spent ministering to children, I was like, okay, I understand. So I invited Faith to come on and to share words with us. And let me see if I can get her phone line open. Welcome, Faith. You might be on hold.
Can you hear me now?
I got you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Greetings to all. Can everybody, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, but you might want to come off speaker for a second, right?
I was trying to use my headphone and my speaker, my headphones, let me see if I can, if you can hear me this way.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, that's not better.
So, I have to go this way.
Okay. All right. So you want to share with us your ministry, what it has been?
My ministry started, I'm going to come out here. Maybe it'll come. My ministry started when I was about in my mid-20s, and I told the Lord that I would do what he would have me to do, and he put me with the young people. And so that's been my heart's desire and what I love to do. But listening to the sister tonight, I'm going to bring a prayer that has been building as I've been listening to the goals and the aspirations and the walking in the direction of your destiny. So bear with me. Most High Heavenly Father, we come before you. We give you all praise and all honor that's due unto your throne. Because without you, we are nothing. We can be nothing. We can go nowhere, nowhere further. Anytime that we turn ourselves away from you, we become like a dead light, but with you we are light. You have sent us here to light up the world, to do your will and to do your work. We ask that as you lead us in the direction of our goals, as you place these goals into our hearts, into our minds, as you put the people before us that will help us and get us to the end result of your hopes and your desires, we ask that you would open us up, have our hearts open to you, have our souls open to you, be willing vessels to help those who come before us and come around us. We ask that you would continue to be, to pour into us your spirit so that we would be strengthened so that we can do your will, that our goal and our life lesson and our life mission will be fulfilled through you, that in everything we do, everywhere we go, that people don't see us, but they see you. They see your presence. When we walk into the room, that they know that you have arrived and your help is on the way, and you have already taken care of the things that they have an issue with. Each woman, each brother that's on this line, I ask that you will continue to fill them with your spirit, that you will continue to anoint them with their gifts, that you will continue to lift them up and guide them and lead them in the way that they should go. Each one has made a commitment to do your will. Each one has said, here I am, and so they are. You will continue to bless them, because you said that you would be a light unto our feet, that you would light the path in our way, and that you would lead us and guide us in all things, and we trust that you would do exactly what you said. I give you all praise or honor, and we magnify you. We lift you high, and we exalt you, for you are worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Faith. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so funny. Spirit said from day one, that's the prayer warrior. I said, okay, I got it. It has been an absolute wonderful night. Umi, do you have any wrap-up moments that you'd like to share? I think we got about 5 minutes.
Oh, everything was just beautiful. Everything was on point. The callers that called in, they just give so much to the show. You know,
absolutely.
That's the meat and bones of what we're trying to do, and this is interactive. I'm going to encourage people to go to the A Wonderful Approach page on Facebook and post comments about the show, and also to post what you would like to see on the show. If there's a certain topic that you're having interest in, we may not be able to get to it that next day or that next week, but maybe 2 or 3 months down the road, we might be able to do a show just dedicated to that. So please, let's keep in touch. The prayer was absolutely beautiful by the sisters, and, you know, I just, you know, want to give all honor, praise, and glory to the Most High, who has made all of this possible. Bless us throughout this week and keep us on the straight and narrow. Keep us headed in the direction of our destiny. Make our goals, our goals should be your goals. And let there be no division between those spiritual goals and the carnal goals. It's all one thing. It's all about, you know, living up to that destiny, what God wants for us. Thank you, everybody, for having me. I'm blessed to be a part of this. And Seven, you know, if you have any closing words, I'm just filled up right now.
Yes, awesome. I know for myself and for those that are angels and everything like that, I'm going to ask/beg of you to make a prayer tonight. Those prayers were inspiring. They gave me goosebumps as I'm listening in the energy, and I just want to encourage each of us in our homes, in our rooms, in our beds, no matter where we are, to take a moment and just give thanks for being in this moment and give thanks for allowing us to continue to grow, to learn, to develop, to encourage us to move forward, to remove any barriers. Personal, self barriers, physical barriers, mental barriers, whatever barrier there exists, ask that it be moved so that we can go forward, hopefully strong in our goals and moving into the path to the righteousness. I tell everyone, just lean forward. So at least if you fall, you're falling in the right direction. Lean forward. So I encourage everyone, make those prayers tonight. Get your own personal connection. Allow God to move in your life because he will. So thanks, everyone. Please join us again next week. And I bid you all good night.
Good night.